On the COVID issue, this epidemic is really affecting every core business, despite being in agriculture or manufacturing or any kind of product. It's really affecting us, and it's here. And we're telling everyone to stay safe, be safe, do quarantine if you can, work from home if you can. But for the farmers, they have to go to do the farming, because despite everything, people need to eat, they earn their income from that. And I would say that the imports are already not getting to the countries, and it's really affecting the farmers because they cannot afford to buy the products as they used to. And I would say that this is kind of favoring us because we are now able to sell to more farmers because they cannot access the synthetic fertilizers, and this is giving us an upper hand to sell even more in the meantime. But that is for the smallholder farmers. But for the corporate farmers, the huge customers are not making orders since they are unsure of the COVID issue, when will it end, how long is it gonna last, because most of them are doing farming for French beans, capsicum, all those kind of crops that or kind of products that they export. So they cannot continue doing the farming. They invest so little because they are unsure who is going to buy their products, because they rely very much on exporting their products. So it's we are losing the market on the corporate, and they're not going to buy much until they are very sure if the issue is settling down quite well, so that they can be able to do the exportation business. If this situation persists, there'll be a lockdown, it will force us to also close down the business, and it will also affect the other startups. Like, I'll venture to close down, and this means we'll have no supply of farm inputs. The farmers will not have supply for farm input, and this affects the farmers to continue with their farming activity. So it's something that will really affect us, because I don't know where we're gonna get the money to pay the employees, because as a startup, so we rely on the sales, directly sales, because that's what we don't have, that kind of doing very large orders that we can be able to cut all down the expenses, and also pay the employees when they are still at home. So I would say that it will also affect the farmers, because who will be delivering the product to them? How are they going to farm because there'll be a lockdown? How are they even going to get the pesticide and the insecticide? And who are they going to sell their products to, because they have no accessible to come into the market? We hope the situation changes soon, because we are feeling the kind of impact that it does to us. It's already doing to us, and the fear that is creating in everybody. No one wants to invest the coin they have, because they are unsure about tomorrow. So we hope everything goes down well, and I would urge everyone to be safe, listen to the government. Our health is our priority, and we want to stay more years and create more change or impact on the ground. So we hope that everyone stays safe, and we pray, because this issue is really serious. It's making everyone globally to talk about the same issue and come together to fight this epidemic. Thank you.